Monday, November 30th, 5:32 a.m. Okay, I got up at 2:30 this morning and I decided to let the garage warm up a little bit. It was 68 degrees out here. And so I put the heater on and went back in the living room with the dog and let it heat up in here first. So I don't think I'll paint today. I've got too much to do outside. And the wife has a honeydew project for me, which is hang the Christmas lights. Growing up, we never really had Christmas lights on our house, ever. So I could take it or leave it. I don't think my sister has them either, Christmas lights. My mom never had them, put the Christmas lights up. So I guess I'm the only one that actually ended up doing that because the wife really wants it. If it was up to me, I'd just leave it go. You know, I don't need to have Christmas lights. I'd like to start painting today. I've been off for Thanksgiving week, and but I did do a little painting, not a lot, just a little few touch-up stuff. Redid some stuff, made things a little bit more interesting. Painting's looking a little better again. Don't know what else I'm going to do here. I know there's other areas on the right-hand side of the painting that I want to embellish with other scenes and stuff. Because the original idea by Diego Rivera, Man, Controller of the Universe, or Man at the Crossroads, had a bunch of people in there doing all sorts of things, you know, society things and celebrating science and the idea of making the world a better place. Well, we've made the world a better place, but man has decided that sometimes it's just not better enough for me. So let's tear that part down and we'll do something else. And so I'm trying to get some of this into the painting, because I don't know if I mentioned it already, but on the upper right hand side I've got a view of a little mountain range, and I'm gonna put a bunch of those electrical wind generators scattered all over the scenery, because I'm pretty sure I did mention this. I went to Mount Diablo to get a good look at it and see how beautiful it was, and just to find out that they had a bunch of these wind generators right in front of it, just ruining the whole look of everything. You know, I can't be the only person that believes that just ruins the whole look. It used to be a beautiful, pristine view, but now it's got these ugly white windmills just rotating around. You know, put them somewhere where people could care less. Put them in the middle of the city. You know, put them over your house if you want them. But don't cover the landscape with them, because it screws up the landscape. If you put them out in the middle of nowhere, you know, the people that go hiking and want to go out in the middle of nowhere have to look at them there. You know, windmills suck, I think. I'm really starting to say that. You know, if you want electrical energy, clean electrical energy, just make nuclear energy. You know, just do that. That's more dependable and efficient. Just do that. And then we won't have to look at all this crap all over the landscape. Because that's what it is. It looks like shit. Anyway, pause. 7:47 a.m. Okay, I haven't started painting yet. I got involved with dealing with what I got to do today, working on the Christmas lights, and I don't know. There's something about those Christmas lights. I'll have a string and of 100 lights, and 50 of them will go out, and 50 will keep working, so right down the middle. So one section, 150 pair section will stay working, and another 50 pair section will go out. Over the years, I've tried to figure out what's going on with that, and I've done all the thing, change the bulbs in some kind of systematic way, and I can't figure out what's going on. I'd used my voltometer to try to figure out where it's losing voltage at. Can't seem to do that either. So I've wasted enough time on these cheap lights, relatively cheap. And so I just base if once they start to go, I'm just throwing them away now. I'm not my time's more valuable than that. So I guess that's what they want us to do is just to keep buying them instead of just making good ones. Some of them, I don't know. It might be a combination of power going out and bulbs going out. I don't know. Okay. But they have it wired up so that if a bulb does burn out, the rest of the string will keep on going, and that does work. You could see every now and then you'll see a string that's working, and maybe one bulb will burn out, but it still keeps on working. So I'm done with that. Then there's something I have been wanting to deal with. My wife a long time ago found this. I don't know where they found it. Her and her sister found it, I think. A cowbell on a leather strap that I guess you put around, literally put around a cow's neck, and it was out in the they found that it was all rusty and stuff. So my wife left it outside, and it got even rustier. So I'm going to try to clean it up a little, get some of that rust off. I took it apart. I had to undo some of the rivets for the little cowbell belt. And so I've got that all taken apart. I've cleaned off the leather. I'll oil that up too. And I've got the bell and the other metal parts, the buckle and the little D-ring, soaking in some solution that will hopefully get the rust off. So I got that dealt with. Keep on looking at my painting, wanting to work on it, but if I start working on it, it's just going to be one of those feelings where I got to stop working because I got stuff to do outside, which I do. I got to Tomorrow is going to be a green waste collection where we put it out on the curb, that is. So Wednesday is actually a green waste collection, but I got to deal with it all on Tuesday, by Tuesday evening. So I'm going to deal with the front yard, pick up what's out there for now, and maybe trim some more shrubbery. Let's see what else. So that's the way I feel right now about doing working on my painting. I'd love to work on my painting all day long. I kind of, like I said, I really look forward to those storms coming in where it's just raining like crazy all day, where you don't want to drive anywhere, you don't want to work outside, you don't want to do nothing outside. You just want to stay inside. That way I feel guilt-free about painting all day. I don't even have to deal with anything except for eat and poop and sleep. So, that's it for now. Nine 56 a.m. Okay, so I'm gonna be too busy to be entering any more postings here, so this is it for today.